You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. What's a trend? Let's see. The Avs are in St. Louis tonight for a game against the Blues. The Nuggets are back home tomorrow night. They'll be at Ball Arena tomorrow night to host the Dallas Mavericks. Speaking of Ball Arena, Ball Arena and Paramount Theater are now two more venues that starting November 10th, you're either going to need proof of vaccination or proof of a negative COVID test within the past 72 hours.
Get swabbed.
And, Jeremy, mask rules going into place.
All right.
KSE says that anyone over the age of two will have to wear a mask at all times, regardless of their vaccination status.
You know
what?
Small price to pay to still get into the venue and see your favorite person, you know, putting on a concert or watching the Avs play, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just do it and enjoy your time.
So that's going on.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of sports news yesterday, too, in that the World Series had game number two. The Astros bounced back. They took game two from the Braves.
Is that going on right now?
It's going on.
Oh.
Travel day today. Game three will be tomorrow night in Atlanta. To me, the funniest baseball story of the week has to do with the Cleveland Indians, who have been the Indians since 1915. But this past summer, they stated that henceforth, starting next year, they will be known as the Cleveland Guardians. And, you know, there's a lot of money that goes into that because you got to get all your merchandising, all your signage, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a problem. There is another team in Cleveland that goes by the Cleveland Guardians. And it's the town's roller derby team.
They're not happy.
They're mad as hell. They have sued the baseball team, and an attorney for the roller derby told reporters, quote, "By taking the name Cleveland Guardians overnight, the Indians knowingly and willfully eviscerated the rights of the original owner of that name, the real Cleveland Guardians." You know what that means? It just means they need to come up with a bigger check.
That's right.
Come on now. That's what that is. Give us a bigger check and we'll go away. What else is going on? Adam Levine is getting some heat now because during a Maroon 5 show last weekend, some woman jumped on stage. She came up from behind to give him a hug, and it spooked him. He didn't see her, and so he was startled. His reaction was to drop an F-bomb and to, as they put it, recoil from her.
Wouldn't we all?
I would.
Some creepy lady jumping at you? Stranger
so now,
danger.
Of course, people are starting to rag him, Jeremy, saying he doesn't appreciate his
people
fans. People are like, you don't appreciate everything that people do to make you rich and famous.
Whatever.
I'm on Adam's side here.
Me too.
So that's going
on. Stop touching Adam Levine.
Keep your mitts
up. Come on.
So the Rotten Tomatoes people have put together a list of the best horror movies.
Horror.
Based on some sort of formula. It doesn't factor in only the ratings from critics, but also the number of reviews, blah, 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 variety of things. They're picking as the top horror movie of all time the original Psycho. You know, Norman Bates, the shower scene. And they put Get Out from 4 years ago as number two.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it was big. Even Academy Award talk and everything. Alien was number five. A Quiet Place, that one that came out with the dude from The Office just a few years ago, was number 10. Jaws, number 12. There's your scary movie list. What else is trending?
The biggest news here when it comes from Hollywood is the new Buzz Lightyear movie that's coming out. And everyone is already all butthurt because Buzz Lightyear has a new voice in this new Pixar movie. And it's not Tim Allen. They have hired Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America, a.k.a. the guy that accidentally sent out his pee-pee ding-ding on Twitter.
It was an accident.
That guy is your new Buzz Lightyear. Pixar released the first trailer yesterday. Now, here's the thing. It's a Buzz Lightyear origin story. So he's not a toy from Toy Story. He's an actual human. And it's going to cover the backstory that the toy was created after. So obviously, it's not going to be Tim Allen. It's a different person. It's a different character.
So relax, everybody.
So relax. It's Chris Evans. Everyone likes Chris Evans, right? He released a quote yesterday that said, "I'm covered in goosebumps, specifically my pee-pee ding-ding." He didn't really see that. Anyway, it looks really, really good. The trailer's on our Facebook if you want to check it out. I love this story because my wife and I have talked for many years about moving to a small town, and now a rural city in Indiana called Greensburg is trying to attract new residents by offering little welcome packages for people to move into the small town, which includes $5,000 in cash, home-cooked meals by neighbors, one-year memberships to the YMCA, gift cards to the farmer's market, and local volunteer grandparents to babysit your children. How cool is that? These elderly people in the community are like, hey, if we get more people moving here, we're going to raise our hands and say, hey, go out for the night, have some fun. We'll watch your kids. Mm-hmm. Again, total stranger danger. But Greensburg has about 13,000 people. I was looking at pictures of it this morning online. It's a charming little town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a cute little shtick that they're doing now to get people to move there.
And with people being able to work, well, let me say, more people than used to be able to work from home.
Yep.
They're starting to see this, exodus from the big cities and people moving into small towns.
Yeah. So this is kind of a cool thing. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I love it, man. I love it. Ain't nobody babysitting for me. Guess I'd have to have a baby first.
Wait, you guys should have a baby. Check this out. You bite your tongue, sir.
I just about fell over.
Here's your Fat America. Hot dog flavored candy canes are a thing.
No.
Six packs of them are $6.50. They've been selling out. Actually, the story says they're sold out online, but you can sign up to get an email when they have more in stock. It's this McPhee company.
They're sold out online because they only made four of them.
They have other flavors like bacon, sardine, ketchup, kale, pickles, pizza, and mac and cheese flavored candy canes. So that's kind of funny. So that's funny but stupid. Here's something else that is stupid. It's the garlic challenge that is back. I guess this was popular about a year ago on the old Tiki Talky, but it's back. And now doctors are issuing warnings. In the viral videos, people are shoving cloves of garlic up their nose and letting them sit there for about 30 minutes and then filming themselves when they pull the cloves out because the amount of mucus and snot, essentially, that comes out of your nose is insane.
Well, this is foul.
It's insane. It's the hashtag garlic in nose challenge. 50 million views. And, of course, doctors are saying, don't do that. You're going to irritate the inside of your nose, the old mucous membranes.
Too late. They already irritated the rest of us.
You're going to cause inflammation, and you're going to be bleeding profusely from the nostrils. So please stop doing this.
People are so stupid.
So stupid. And then my second nostril story of the day is a woman who thought she had a giant booger in her nose, but it turned out to be a bead that she shoved up in her nose 20 years ago. She thought she was having sinus issues. It might be time for us to bring back the old topic, what did you shove in your nose?
I thought we just did that.
No, we did, what did you get in your eye?
Okay.
So we've got nose and ear to cover. Anyway, she got this video camera thing that she was able to shove up in her nose, and she was rooting around in there, and she saw blue. And got to thinking, like, what is this blue thing in my nose? And then dug it out. She's like, oh, my God, that's right. 20 years ago when I was a kid.
That's where that bead went.
I shoved a bead up my nose, and it's been up there for 20 years. The picture of it's pretty nasty. So there's your second nose story of the day. All right, let's do clickbait. Yeah.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB with the toilet paper shortages we've been seeing. This might be hard for some people to watch. It's a massive toilet paper spill that covered a freeway in California on Monday. The video's gone viral now. Hundreds of rolls all across the highway. They don't really know how it got there. I guess no word yet if it was a prank or if it fell off a toilet paper truck or something. But the helicopter footage is pretty darn cool to watch. All these toilet paper rolls floating around. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.